All right, now I guess we can man up now, Tiff.
You didn't appreciate that, did you?
Boy, disrespect.
You didn't like that, did you?
Disrespect all over the place, Tiff. Mike disrespects me. Dylan, you know what? I'm thankful for you today because you ain't disrespected me yet.
I'm not at full strength.
I was going to say, we're only two-thirds of the way through the show. Don't give her credit yet.
give me a minute. Let's kick in.
Give her a minute to find something. She'll latch on
something. I had something actually to say right then, but because you said that, I backed off. I was going to say maybe it's just your face, and it just looks like,
Well, that's all of us.
You might just bring on yourself.
We call Day-Day in one of these rooms, so I got a little bit of love somewhere.
Bo, before y'all man up, I will man up and say I do have to add in Mike saying he was wrong into the intro, and that'll happen for next. Yeah. It'll be there from the next
Must have happened last week.
But. Yeah, I've had to say that more times than I like. The wrong was definitely after the Georgia-Texas game, though.
Well, real quick, I'll tell you someone that I want to man up real quick outside of the cuts. I'm very critical of the owner in Charlotte that owns their soccer team and their football team.
Yeah.
And I need to man up and say that he did a hell of a thing this weekend. They had a charity concert with Luke Combs and Eric Church. They raised, I think it was $24 million in total.
Wow.
Every dollar from that concert went to the Helene Assistance of what North Carolina's going through.
I believe Marty Smith hosted that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiff, he gave them the venue for free. He gave them the concessions for free. He basically took a huge hit, and there was no operating costs whatsoever for that concert, and all of the money raised went to that Helene Assistance.
So that's big.
I just want to man him say, you know what? I've called him out a lot of times the way he handles his organization, but that was a hell of a job, David Tepper.
I completely agree, man. Nice job. Way to go.
All right, now you got to man up, so I don't want to man up twice in a row.
All right, do we want to go good or bad first?
Well, you should go bad because you've been bad so far.
All right, Dylan, my bad was actually going to be, and it's out of character, but I went out and I went on a limb. I said the Saints are getting back healthy. 7.5-point underdogs to the Denver Broncos. I was like, Spencer Rattler still playing quarterback, but I think these guys getting back almost to full strength, they should be able to cover that. The Saints this weekend, and I hate to do this, the Saints are 7.5-point underdogs against the Chargers. Actually, I think it's kind of gone down to 7, so I'll stick with the 7. You talk about rest deficit, and you got to look at this one, I think, Rob. The Saints, coming off the Thursday night, they get a little mini bye week. It looks like Cesar Ruiz, Chris Olave, a number of their other players will be able to at least surround Spencer Rattler and give him a little bit of something this week. I think the Saints, with the mini bye, a little bit healthier, plus the 7 points, I think that's a much tighter game. I like the Saints this weekend for my NFL luck.
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
That ain't it, man. Obviously, they get the doors beat off of them.
By the Chargers.
Yeah, by the Chargers.
26-8, I think.
Yeah,
is the
that
final.
Was not good.
What
not
I
good.
Love is that not only you were wrong, but you were wrong by picking the Saints.
Yeah, I know. I know. What a bad deal.
Oh, it's so good.
Right, well, there's my mea culpa right there.
And you
sorry
know what?
About that. Was wrong.
You know what's equally as bad?
Yeah.
The college version of the Saints for me. I thought could have enough of an impact in the contest.
Woo!
Or at least that Miami or would just be so dreadful that Miami just hung 50 on them.
Right.
But they were somewhere between bad and not terrible,
yeah,
but not so terrible.
Do you want to just
mediocrity?
Go ahead and get to it.
I thought Florida State and Miami would go over the
There's
over.
Your disrespect you've been waiting on from Tiff.
So. I mean, you're pleading. You're kind of pleading your case.
I had to pull it out of her.
You're tap dancing around what's about to happen.
Because I just thought that I would get more, but Dylan, just play the tape.
Thank you.
Miami and Florida State. Oh. FSU is coming down to the Hard Rock. The over is 54.5. I'm going to tell you something. One thing Miami does is score points. You know what else they do? They let the other guys
score give up
points. The last five results, 62-0, 50-15, 38-34, 39-38, and 52-45. That's Miami's last five. You know what Florida State can't do? They can't score. But Miami's going to score for them. Get the over in 54.5.
They're going to score for them.
I think Miami drops a 50 burger on Florida State this week.
Psych! That's the wrong number.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's worse than me picking the Saints. Mike, you picking a 1-6 Florida State Seminoles is worse than me picking the Saints.
I didn't pick them to cover. I just picked the over to be over 54.5, and Mike Norvell's incompetence knows no bounds.
Whenever someone says, let me tell you something, they're about to be wrong. Just keep that in mind.
Let me tell you. Let me ask you something. Let me tell you something. all right, can we flip and actually kind of pat ourselves on the back?
I want to take a shot so bad right now.
Just do it.
But
do
I'm not.
Do it.
Play nice. No, I'm going to play nice. People have been nice to me this morning. I'm going to be nice to other people.
We both went 2-2 this weekend, right? You went 2-2?
Right.
We both went 2-2 this weekend. So I will play one of my goods, and I'll be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Really? Because I love it when you're honest with me. I don't like when someone lies to me.
I was trying to point to her. I'm going to be honest with you.
Tell me the truth.
The games that I have had the good, I have nailed for the last few weeks. And Texas A&M and LSU, well, yeah, Dylan, this one was no different. I'm going A&M as well. And LSU fans, don't tweet us and say, you never gave us a chance. It just is what it is, man. I think Texas A&M is built better.
Touch against the world, man.
Yeah, look, Texas A&M is built grittier. And I think LSU is going to come up. They're going to load the box. They're going to force Connor Wegman to do some things through the air. But even when they've done that, when LSU's done that, it hasn't really worked out for them all the time. I think that there's a lot of positive things going on with LSU. I just don't think they are built for games like this against gritty, blue-collar, A-gap teams like Texas A&M. Texas A&M has had their hiccups. Don't get me wrong, but I just think when it comes down to it, Connor Wegman makes somebody miss, maybe even in the running game, and A&M is able to squeak this one out. But I do think it's going to be a barn burner, man, and I think that atmosphere just might be the edge for me, right?
We were more trained, we were more together, and we found a way. Let's get a grind down two, right, and then let's have some fun. Let's
Now, granted, I swung and missed on it being Wegman's legs, but Marcel Reed, that was plenty enough, right? And then you get the A&M atmosphere, the grittier team. Also, it wasn't in that clip, but I said Garrett Nussmeier is like last year's Sam Howell with the Commanders. He's going to throw for 300 yards, but he's going to put one up to bat as well, and one of these quarterbacks is going to make a mistake in the second half. It's going to cost the game.
Yeah, he's definitely a gunslinger, Tiff. It's funny, too, is when I did the pick, I had talked about the atmosphere there, like as you just mentioned. When Marcel Reed came in and they scored that touchdown off that first touchdown that he was in for, everything flipped. Everything. Because LSU was in complete control.
Yes, they were.
They were quieting the crowd for the most part, and it just flipped everything. So I picked the game as well. Good pick, because I picked it the same as you. Before I was doubted at 7:42, Dylan, this morning. And before I was just...
You really timestamped that?
Disrespected.
Just basically treated like a nobody, which I probably am the most.
Well,
disrespect you again.
Not this room. Mike...
Don't set
Mike
yourself up.
Oh, no, no. No. Don't you dare pick...
I already did
my bad.
He did the same with Dallas, saying that Dallas was going to come in
there. You're going to double my
play
bad?
Play the tape, Dylan!
I like the Niners to win the football game, but I'm going to zig when you zag right here. I actually like the Cowboys to cover the 4.5. I think the Niners win. I think they win by a field goal, but I still think there's some pride in the line for the Cowboys. I agree with you. Things are an absolute mess in Dallas, dude. Like, nothing's going right. But the team's simply too talented to carry on like that. Brock Purdy has played okay, not great, not even really good. He's played okay. I think somebody in the secondary steps up, makes a big pick, and I think that Dallas keeps it tight. So Dallas plus the 4.5 for me.
Well, this is not your job. Get somebody else to ask
you. Please file this in your memory bank as well when someone says, I'm a zig when you zag.
Yeah.
They're also going to be your.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't hate that bad pick for me.
Guess what? Trayvon Diggs did step up after the game in the post-game presser and decided to tell someone to get on D's.
I don't hate myself for that pick. I was close.
Let's listen how the right side of that pick sounded. I trust Kyle Shanahan a lot more in a regular season game in October than I do Zimmer. And that's who he's going against. That's the matchup.
Yeah.
So I don't care if he's got guys banged up. The Cowboys are a mess. The head coach is being called out by the owner for the bad play calls. Give me the Niners to cover. 4.5.
When I say bang, bang, I say not again. Bang, bang,
not again. What?
Tell you what, you can't get any more genius than that.
I just like I don't feel that bad about that pick. I was close, man. The Cowboys kept it close. They didn't keep it in a field goal close, but it was close.
I just love the fact that you put in there that someone in the secondary is going to step up. And meanwhile, we got reporters calling out Trayvon, rightfully or unrightfully so, which I'm not going to – I don't – that's a gray area I'm not going to get into because I don't watch Trayvon Diggs enough to know how he plays week in and week out because I don't get to – I cover my team. And if I see effort from somebody, I'm going to talk about that. I don't like calling out effort a lot because it's hard to judge, but at least he stepped up at some point. Maybe wrong week, though. I hope he doesn't come into this week wanting to – it could work out well for us. Put a little double move on him because he likes to jump routes.
Him and Deron Bland, yeah. Okie doke.
Drawing up plays over there, coach.
We ain't there yet, though. We ain't there yet. Let's celebrate this one.
Yeah, still 24-hour rule. Still 24-hour rule.